President's Page by Tom Zampieri. This page has one photo, a headshot of National President Tom Zampieri. I'm proud of the great work that our executive director and BVA staff executed in the move from our old office space into our new headquarters at 1101 King Street in Alexandria, Virginia. While the distance is only a few blocks away, as everyone knows, changing homes requires a considerable amount of planning, packing, and coordinating. Thank you to our dedicated staff, and please remember to use the new mailing address to reduce time waiting for forwarded mail. We welcome our new Director of Government Relations, Don Overton, BVA Life member, with an extensive background in advocacy, working with Congress, various military and veteran associations, and the VA. His experience as a Veterans Service Officer at the Veterans Benefits Administration, VBA, provides an important level of understanding in VBA benefits and regulations for blind or visually impaired veterans. Our legislative committee is excited to have Don start now as we prepare to support many key pieces of legislation that will impact our membership and caregivers moving forward. On behalf of our entire board and membership, we wish Melanie Brunson a wonderful retirement with her husband. Our board members are excited to continue to make decisions that will benefit the association as we work on our strategic plan with expert support from Bosma Industries, CEO MSG Jeff Mittman, retired Army, a life member who has pledged to assist the BVA moving forward. We're working to find cost-efficient solutions, innovative fundraising approaches, and new corporate partnerships to find revenue for the BVA. We want to explore various new changes, ideas, and recommendations that will benefit the entire BVA membership and our caregivers. I ask that regional group leaders discuss with their district directors ways to improve the organization, bring more positive publicity to our efforts, and participate at the regional group or chapter levels. I want to thank all the regional groups that participated in various White Cane Day events. Please send your stories to our BVA headquarters communications staff. We strongly encourage all regional groups to start planning early for our official National Blinded Veterans Day on March 28, 2020, and our 75th BVA anniversary celebration. Included in the bulletin is a sample proclamation that each regional group can utilize to request recognition from federal, state, city, and local VA Medical Center directors. Start these efforts in January to cultivate the contacts necessary. And remember to get local news media to attend any official BVA functions that your regional group plans on that day to help raise awareness. Thank you for working together to highlight the success that we have had with our accomplishments over 75 years and the new goals that we are working on for the future. Quote, heroism doesn't always happen in a burst of glory. Sometimes small triumphs and large hearts change the course of history. End quote. By Mary Roach.